Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As inflation numbers Tuesday shocked investors on Wall Street, President Biden took a victory lap at the White House for the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all our distinguished guests, CEOs, advocates, activists, thank you for joining us. And what a great day. Exactly 4 weeks ago today, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. The single most important legislation passed in the Congress to combat inflation.
76-year-old Ken Starr, a former federal appellate judge and prominent attorney whose criminal investigation of Democrat President Clinton led to his impeachment, has died. Starr died at a hospital Tuesday of complications from surgery. Starr had been hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Houston, Texas, for about 4 months. A teenage human trafficking victim who stabbed her accused rapist to death was ordered to pay $150,000 restitution to the pimp's family and sentenced to 5 years of closely supervised probation by a judge in Iowa on Tuesday. Piper Lewis was a 15-year-old runaway when she stabbed her 37-year-old abuser, Zachary Brooks, in a Des Moines apartment back in June of 2020. The Department of Justice announced three men were found guilty of felony and misdemeanor charges related to January 6. The DOJ added they participated in heave-hoes against a police line using riot shields stolen from the Capitol Police. Not a single arrest has been made in more than a dozen attacks on pro-life organizations across the country, claimed by left-wing pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge. Jane's Revenge had claimed responsibility for at least 18 arson and vandalism attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. Zero arrests by the FBI or Department of Justice. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Consumer Price Index climbed 8.3% over the past year, according to data released Tuesday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's not good for the current administration. The Phoenix metro area, home to roughly two-thirds of the voters in Arizona, where Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat, is up against Republican Blake Masters, saw inflation rise 13% year-to-year. That's the highest local metropolitan reading in the country. The second highest metro is 11.7% in the Atlanta, Georgia area, home to 6 in 10 voters, represented by Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Does it really matter what is said on TV and radio about politics this upcoming midterm election in November? With the fortune spent by all political parties, a simple answer is yes.
With the midterm elections drawing near, Republicans are in their final sprint of campaigning in the hopes of potentially retaking political control of Congress. But there are some concerns that a possible red wave could weaken to more of a ripple. Speaking on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah weighs in with his thoughts about how the GOP will fare come November.
As a sidebar for the media to create this narrative that there's no hope and there's this blue wave rising, I think that's absurd. And I think the data bears that out. We're going to take the House. I'm confident of that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. You know, there's a lot of interest, and understandably and notably so, about Ukraine. And there's some incredible stories coming out of there. I mean, every day I pray for Ukraine, seriously. Your heart can't help but be with those migrants. I mean, we're talking millions of migrants that have been displaced because of the aggression of the Russians and what's happening to Ukraine. And the fact that they're even surviving all these months later, I mean, when many people didn't even give them a shot. But now it looks like they are being able to mount a bit of defense, which is a surprise to the Russians, Putin, and the rest of the world, for that matter. Kyle Duncan joins us now. He's a New York Times best-selling writer, and he just got back from the Ukraine, and he's got some incredible, miraculous, inspiring stories to share from his new book, Hope for Ukraine, Stories of Grit and Grace from the Front Lines of the War. Kyle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure. Greetings.
Well, I'll tell you, I cannot thank you enough for bringing these stories to our attention, because, you know, we hear a lot and see the devastation, but you were able on the front lines to really get amongst the people to hear these stories that, you know, many of us, especially people of faith, are going, oh, God, you know, please send the, you know, the Lord of Heaven's armies to protect the Ukrainians. And we're hearing, at least you are hearing, you know, some of these stories. And I want to open it up and just say, you know, hey, have at it. You know, share these great stories with us, if you would.
Sure. So just an extremely brief background on why I was even there. We have an adopted son from Ukraine, Bill, that my wife and I were led to adopt. The Lord spoke to us back in 2005. So we were in Ukraine for about a month in 2007, and we adopted our son from Mariupol. And I was in much more peaceful, happier times there. And of course, your listeners will have heard of Mariupol. It's being called the Stalingrad of this war. It's absolutely devastated. There's nothing left there. My son's orphanage is gone. So he's 21 now. And that was the impetus for me going over there. I'm not a war reporter. I do have a journalism background, but I've never been in a war zone. And I tell you, Bill, it was a life-changing experience. And so many stories. So I was in Poland. I flew into Krakow and went to the border, interviewed a lot of refugees, aid workers, orphanage workers, et cetera, and then also crossed the border into Ukraine. And some miraculous events did take place. And I do want to share a story about something as benign as a bulletproof vest. One of the people that I met, Ukrainian woman, she mentioned that I have a brother who's fighting on the front lines and he needs a bulletproof vest. It's, you know, the Ukrainian army is not as well equipped as our army, which is the, you know, the most powerful and well equipped army on the globe. And so things went into motion where one of her colleagues in Ukraine happens to be an American from Chicago, was in Chicago and was able to procure a used bulletproof vest from a retired police officer, flew it back to Krakow, and said, look, we need to get this across the border to my friend's brother. And so enlisted the local police association there in Poland, drove the vest over the border into what's called the gray zone.
This is like gold. It's like you're carrying gold across the border, right? I mean, a bullet.
Yeah.
Who would think? But a bulletproof vest. I mean, the fact that it would even be protected and allowed. I mean, that somebody would not want to get their fingers on this because, I mean, like I said, this is gold, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and so it crosses the border. It's in what's called the gray zone. Okay, this driver can't go any further. So these buses are coming, as you can imagine. There's 7 million Ukrainians that are now in Eastern Europe, that are refugees displaced out of their own country. So, you know, you can think the practicality of that is a lot of buses dropping people off at the border, and they're all empty, going back.
Mm.
So
yes.
these buses are being filled by very ingenious and energetic Poles, Ukrainian refugees who have escaped but want to help, and loading these buses full of material to help soldiers, you know, water, everything, food, medical supplies. So the vest gets on this bus, goes to Lviv, which is, you know, fairly about 80 miles away and relatively still unscathed, has been hit by a few bombs, but not, it's still relatively safe. It arrives in Lviv. A friend of the soldier comes in his own civilian vehicle, picks it up, and drives 300 miles east across war-torn Ukraine, dodging Russian troop movements, et cetera, gets it to the command center of this certain soldier, gives it to one of the officers there. He promises to get the vest of the soldier. This is all being bathed in prayer, by the way. This woman, her sister's a Christian. So gets it to the soldier, right? The next day, he's rotated off the front line, sends pictures. There's the vest. So a vest, I didn't know this. I've never worn one before, but you can actually remove the armor plating from the actual vest itself. It's a picture of the armor plating, and it is riddled with artillery pockmarks and shells.
Oh.
If he had not received that vest at the exact time he did, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
And there's just one little story. And what it does, Bill, too, is it really amplifies how important our role is.
Mm.
How, you know, you may be you may be a veteran, you may be a retired police officer, send your vest. There's ministries and organizations that are doing this. That's just one tiny little story of many that I received from over there.
That's a movie, Kyle. That's a movie. Can you imagine how that would be written up? And the thing is, we hear this, from other ministries. You know, you go there and you ask people, go, what do you need? You know, well, next to prayer, we need vests. We need flak jackets. And you go, well, what, why? And they said, well, the people are standing in line waiting to get services and food. And the Russians are coming and gunning them down. And so, you know, something as despicable as that, the way, you know, citizens are being treated, as heartbreaking as that is, that's the reality of their world.
Yeah, it is. And take, for example, the town Mariupol, which I know you're familiar with, and again, many of your listeners will be as well. That was where the Azov battalion made their last stand, what's now being called the Ukrainian Alamo, at the Azov steel plant. We all recall those very dramatic pictures and things. And they held out there after the rest of the city had fallen. They were in those bunkers, if you remember. Well, here's a little, just what brings it home for me is my son's orphanage, Bill, was about 8 blocks from there. So and I have photos on my phone from 2007, again, as a tourist, just driving by this huge, I'd never seen anything like this before. It's just, this place was gigantic with the huge smokestacks and the whole thing, and I have pictures of it. And I drove by that Azovstal Steel Works probably about 10 times on my way back and forth to my son's orphanage. And and now it's gone. My son's orphanage is destroyed. Probably, he's 21 now. A lot of his friends, those little orphans, they're probably on the front lines and fighting in the trenches. So it brings it home for us.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, Mariupol, I mean, gosh, when you went there and before all this devastation, you know, a city of what, close to a 500,000 people.
Yeah.
And exactly. Now it's less than 100,000 devastated. I mean, here was the center of enterprise. I mean, you talk about interference with, you know, the food chain and everything else. I mean, this was a key area. Yeah. We've got to go to quick break, and we've got more after this. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The Friday arrives, waiting
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're talking with Kyle Duncan, the New York Times best-selling writer, who is sharing, you know, his miraculous and inspiring stories from his new book, Hope for Ukraine, Stories of Grit and Grace from the Front Lines of War. Kyle, I got to imagine, as you are talking to these people and you hear these stories, it causes you to believe in God. And I know that here in the West, we're so far away. We see pictures and we're wondering, God, where are you? You know, we're seeing, you know, now you say the number's up to 7 million Ukrainians that are true migrants that are chased out of their homes. They're no longer there. You know, as you say, Mariupol and so many others have been, you know, bombed and devastated. And but here you've got, you know, the heart and soul of Ukraine. I mean, I'm not necessarily talking about the political leadership. I don't want to get into that. But I want to talk about everyday Ukrainians who believe in God. And I mean, it had quite a vibrant spiritual life there in Ukraine, did it not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's Ukraine has had a very, to use your exact word, vibrant, you know, spiritual heritage, you know, and Christianity there is has spread. You know, of course, Ukrainian Orthodox Church has been there hundreds of years, but in the last several decades, the Protestant churches, Pentecostal churches, all denominations have risen up, and many soldiers on the front lines. And one of the things that I discovered in researching the book and in talking to people there on the ground, also, you know, on WhatsApp and Telegram, you know, in these war torn cities as it was happening, was this amazing movement of war, what they call war chaplains, Bill. Mm. And these are men and women who are on the front lines and in the trenches with the soldiers. And the reports out of the trenches are amazing of shells hitting foxholes with chaplains in them and not unexploded ordnance, you know, just miraculous things where the commanding officers are saying, look, we need more war chaplains because a lot of our men and women, when they say a war chaplain is nearby, they know they're not going to get harmed. Now, of course, we know that a war chaplain is not a lucky charm, right? But the Holy Spirit's there in the trenches.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's hell. It's horror. Yeah. I mean, it's hard for any of us, you know, and it's okay not to be able to fully grasp or get our minds around the depth of, you know, just the horrific aftermath of what is happening over there. But it's something obviously we haven't seen in Europe to this scale for 8 decades.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. I mean, you have, like you said, a return of, you know, people dying in record numbers of starvation, you know, dysentery, exposure. I mean, you're away from your homes. I mean, you can only imagine what it would be like if we got, let's just say we took one state of the Union and deprived them of food and, you know, and their home. How long would they be able to survive? And not to mention the fact that you're frustrated, you're you know, freaking out. You got your family with you. In some cases, you're lucky. If it was a fighting man, then you were left behind. So now it's just women and children that are left of the line and making treks that, you know, could last for 30 hours. Now we see here in our southern border in this country where people are traveling incredible distances to come to America. And there's all kinds of human abuse and sex trafficking. And I got to imagine that that's probably more of the same thing that's happening in Ukraine as well, right?
Absolutely. And I had interviews with people who, organizations, churches, volunteers who are at the border fighting the sex trafficking. Yeah, as you point out, it's bad enough that these people have been through, you know, once in a lifetime types of stress of living in bombed out basements. When I crossed into Ukraine for the day, I walked across, Bill, and I'm here in San Diego, so I've done that here at the San Ysidro border into Tijuana and back. And, you know, to do that, it's a couple hours to get back. But, there, it took me 9 hours, and I didn't expect it would take that long, but it turned out to be literally a life-changing experience. I was in line with people who had just stumbled off of buses from Kharkiv, which is right near the Russian border, one of the prize cities that originally the Russians captured, and now through this amazing counteroffensive that the Ukrainians are making, by the way, right now, as you know, they're recapturing huge chunks of territory from the Russians around the retreat. They've recaptured Kharkiv, but these poor people are traumatized, and I'm hearing stories there of the sex traffickers coming from all over Eastern Europe to descend on these women, many of them single, some women with young children and elderly. To your point, most of the men, you know, most men 18 to 60 are still in the country fighting and keeping the Russians at bay. But one image, Bill, that stuck in my mind was after I got in line at 2, I finally got to the I went through the, of course, through the Ukrainian customs office, had to walk through a gray zone of about 300 yards. So you get to the Polish one. I'm in line, that line's shorter. There's a fence there. And I meet a gentleman from Manchester, a guy named Paul, who just felt led to volunteer. So he's volunteering at the border, helping people. And I got to chat with him. And he said, look over that fence on the other side. What do you see? And I said, I see a steak knife. And I said, what's a steak knife laying there? He said, last week there were 400 knives lying there. I said, why? He said, well, these Ukrainian women are by themselves. They're on trains. They're on buses. They don't know if they're going to get stopped. They don't know if they're going to be, you know, commandeered by Russians, if they're going to be raped or worse. So before they leave home, they take whatever weapons they can, which happens to be a steak knife.
Oh, wow.
And once they get to this border, they realize they're safe and they can throw away their steak knives. And I think that if I recall, I was pretty tired. Might have something to do with it. I think I started weeping at that. But they finally felt safe enough to let go, you know. And so, but yeah, it's the horror is extreme. But in the midst of that, I heard story after story of amazing defiance. And the phrase that kept coming back to me, Bill, was effervescence, you know, of collective effervescence is the phrase. These people, it's like there was a buoyancy. I mean, I'm standing in line with these people, as I said, and suddenly, you know, after a hellish, you know, 18, 20-hour trip, as you said, to the border, they break out of the Ukrainian anthem, national anthem, they're singing. And
wow.
It's like a soccer crowd. They're so excited to get out of harm's way. And so there is hope, you know, and hope is a noun and a verb. And, you know, there is actively hope for Ukraine, but we are part of that hope in giving, you know, of our time, treasure, and talents. And just pray the news. I would just encourage your listeners to pray the news. We're at day 200. The war's not going away, but, and it's easy to forget, and I get that, you know. We have a fast news cycle, but please keep the Ukrainian people on your hearts and minds.
Amen. Here it is. I mean, we're talking body armor and steak knives. I mean, think about that and what it represents.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, and incredible stories. About a minute and a half left here, Kyle. Tell us the one story. I think there was a situation where there was an orphan, right, fleeing Ukraine.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, Max. Max was in the process of being adopted by a Ukrainian couple who had immigrated to the U.S. like 20 years ago. And she's from Lviv. He's from Odessa, the father. So they've been trying to adopt this boy for several years. And finally, they're supposed to have the final, court date, which had been delayed and delayed forever, and it was supposed to be on February 26th this year. So they're in Zaporizhia area waiting. It's the morning of the 24th, and the war breaks out, and the judge's assistant calls and says, you need to come right now.
We got to leave it there, Kyle Duncan. Look forward. We got to have you back because there are so many more stories to share. Hope for Ukraine, stories of grit and grace from the front lines of war. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Kyle. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together, this couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense of the Senate. Every single one was required.
Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we got one of our favorite California attorneys who is hanging in there and fighting the good fight on behalf of, I can say, my kids and my grandkids that are still there in California. But the news coming out of the Golden State is quite bleak. And Mark Moisier, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing awesome. But it's not all bleak. There is some rays of sunshine that do come out of California every now and then.
Okay, well, give us some encouragement. I need to hear some because I'm concerned. I got my kids and my grandkids there. And, you know, and all we're seeing in the nightly news is the level of homelessness. You've got a governor that wants everybody to go electric in a time span that's impossible. There's just not enough minerals to make that happen. Not to mention there's not enough cars. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as people realize, the cost of vehicles, of electric vehicles, even though the government wants to incentivize the purchase, and they said, okay, we're going to give you $7,000. And so what does that do in typical form is once the government interferes, well, then corporate America says, okay, well, we'll take some of that $7,000. We're going to up the price of electric vehicles by about $6,200 average wise. So, you know, thank you very much. Why don't you just stay out of the marketplace so that maybe the free market could rise to its appropriate level of effectiveness. Wouldn't that be novel?
Wouldn't that be novel? But, you know, to add to it, nobody seems to take into consideration what happens when you have to replace the battery and how expensive that is and how that works into the the equation of these electric vehicles. But just one ray
Wait a minute. Only because you brought it up, Mark. Mark, only because you brought it up, and we've been reporting on that. It's just a mere $30,000 to replace the battery.
$30,000.
Half the cost of a car
for the working family.
Yeah, exactly. And that's if you can, you know, come that time that you haven't totally, you know, scorched earth everything of its minerals so that you could produce said batteries, right? But, you know, hey, we're environmentalists and we're super sensitive, but somehow we're not taking that into account.
No, it's just convenient environmentalism. And, you know, who cares about the mines around the world just as long as our Pennsylvania hills look green and beautiful, and we're not, extracting oil from underneath the United States of America. Let's go ahead and exploit the rest of the world, but in the name of environmentalism. But as long as we're not exploiting the United States in my backyard, then I can feel good about myself. And it's just the hypocrisy of the left.
Well, and I guess so. And here it is, you know, California, with all that you've been dealing with, you know, water shortage. We've got, in a sense, I don't know if you officially call them rolling brownouts, but you've got people being noticed. You know, the governor comes out, he's got a fleece, long jacket, and telling everybody that they need to, put their thermostats at about 78 degrees. 80 would be better, but, we'll accept, 78. This comes from the governor, while everybody else was restricted and wearing masks, sits there at the French Laundry in all his hypocrisy. So, you know, he just doesn't have credibility as far as I'm concerned. And I don't, Californians tried to recall him, but they weren't successful. But, they're still, it's a hard swallow for them, isn't it?
They weren't successful because they didn't show up to the polls to vote. I mean, that's ultimately what it amounted to. There were well over 5 million people who were registered voters who wanted Gavin gone, had a ballot on their dining room table, and for whatever reason, they just decided they weren't going to take the 10 minutes that it would take to fill out a two-question ballot and return it. You know, it's the voters of California have become so complacent. They've come to the place where they believe that they can do nothing, so they do nothing. And all it's going to take is for the people of California to say, you know what, I'm going to, vote against this stuff. I'm going to go ahead and vote. And if they went ahead and voted, this state would be dramatically, dramatically different. I mean, the other day I was talking to Ted Cruz, and he said the day that California voters act like Texas voters, i.e., they vote like Texas voters. They volunteer like Texas voters. They contribute to their canvas like Texas voters do. As soon as they start doing that, it is worth 15 points on election day. That is a
major
impact.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and the thing
especially
that's so
right
ironic
now,
about
I'm
this.
Looking at, I'm less than 15 points away. So.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, you'd love to have those 15 points. And Mark, the irony is that the Democratic Party wouldn't allow for ballots just to sit on the dining room table. They'd ballot harvest those to no end. I mean, they turn houses upside down to shake out any kind of loose ballots they could get their hands on and make sure they were counted. But Republicans, conservatives, not participating. And, of course, one of the big bones I have to pick has to be with evangelicals, because you only have about 50% of the church who are the moral conscience of any kind of society, and they're checking out because only 50% will even bother to register to vote. And of that 50, only 50% again will actually go and vote. So, I have no problem in shaming the church and those people that don't want to participate. And I say, look, if you don't want to participate, then keep your mouth closed. Don't complain about this totalitarian government that you have to endure because you did nothing to offset and to tell them that this was unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an evangelical Christian and you didn't like how churches got shut down, if you don't like how your children are being taught, sex education and Satanism in school, if you don't like what is going on in this, where you're basically considered a terrorist in this country right now, where you're public enemy number one, if you don't like that, then you need to vote. And,
that's right.
I'll just And I'll just preach to them real quick. You know, Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Okay, on Sunday, you're at church. You do things the way how, your minister tells you. But the other 6 days of the week, you are in a part of the world. And part of the world is we choose our elected leaders. And so if you if you say, well, that's so far beneath me, I'm a member of the kingdom of God. No, you're a member of the kingdom of man, too, the United States of America, a constitutional republic, and you have a duty to choose your elected leaders.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the responsibility that we have, and we're so blessed to live in a country where, the most important document that we have starts out with a declaration of we the people. I mean, that in a sense, Mark, I read it as a commandment. We the people, it isn't that we the people just sit there and take it. We the people don't just sit there and just, not participate. It is a call to participation. I mean, this is a participation type commandment. It's not one that says, oh, well, I'll let my fellow man pick up the slack for me. That's not the way it works.
Yeah. And, you know, for those people who don't live in California, well, it's just in California where all this craziness is going on. Well, you know what? Gavin Newsom destroyed San Francisco before he became governor of California, and he's in the process of destroying California. And everybody knows that he wants to be president of the United States. And so the thing is, if you want that kind of persecution coming from the president of the United States, I mean, all you have to do is look what he did to the churches in San Francisco. Look what he's done to the churches in the state of California. I mean, the other day I was in a church, and it was probably 50% of the attendance that it normally has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has done serious damage to the church. And if you want him doing that to the rest of the nation, then just continue not voting, continue not participating. You know, he is at war with the church right now. That was the first thing that he went after under COVID was trying to divide the American people and remove them from their pastors. And anybody who studied American history understands that it was the pastors who were some of the leading individuals behind us separating from Great Britain. And, you know, Gavin Newsom understands our history better than most Christians understand our religious history.
Well, the whole vision of America was Judeo-Christian, and it was the pilgrims that brought this vision to this country that prayed to God for a place that they could worship God freely and not be under the tyranny of these totalitarian states that told them who and how they were going to worship their God that they chose, and you had no choice whatsoever. And God answered their prayer, and we live under that answered prayer even today, 246 years later. We've got more from Mark after this. Stay with us.
Potter's Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I appreciate Mark Mosier's perspective on things. He's very optimistic, even having to be, you know, right there in the throes of it all in California, where it's easy to get depressed. I mean, you see all the homelessness and, you know, needles in the streets and people pooping in the streets and everything like this, and you go, what the heck has going on with the civility of the Golden State? And, you know, we see the other things that are happening, you know, what our federal government is doing, what Joe Biden is doing. And his answer, you know, he says that it's going to be a difficult 2 years if Democrats don't sweep this election. I think it's going to be a difficult 2 years if Republicans don't sweep this election. This is how critical this election is. Now, I understand that we're so divided as a country. But, you know, the question, the clarifying question here, Mark, that we asked, it's begged to be asked here, is are you better off today than you were 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, right now you have a battle between the political elite who are trying to make every decision in your life. And that's basically what happened because of COVID. You had unelected bureaucrats who basically dictated to you what you could, you know, where you could go, who could work, whether your kids could go to school. You know, they were mandating vaccines. And just yesterday, I came across a study by some pretty prominent doctors and study and doctors and scientists from around the world, including doctors from Harvard and Oxford and Johns Hopkins. And they basically did the first risk assessment analysis of the vaccine. And they determined that it takes 22,000 young adults ages 18 to 29 in order to save one adult from going to the hospital because of COVID. So you have to take away the rights of 22,000 to 30,000 young adults. You have to take away their individual liberties in order not to protect somebody from dying, just to prevent them from having to go to the hospital. And that is the, you know, political elite right now, where they want to tell you what is okay for you to think. You know, you can't think about election integrity. Or elections being fraud. Those are thoughts that you can't have. And we're going to take social media and we're going to deprive you of the ability to even say that. You know, we're going to, you know, take away your guns because criminals do bad things with guns. I mean, this political elite wants to put us back into the dark ages where they tell you what you can eat, what you could drink, what you could drive, where you can go. That is what the political elite desire. And as such, in order to continue their woke progressive agenda, they need two more years. And you know what?
Yeah.
We've seen what's happened. We've seen the inflation. We've seen the crime. Yeah. And we, the people, don't like it. And it's not going to be a good 2 years for us if we don't go and throw these bums out of office. And that's why I'm running for United States Senate here in California. And, you know, it's why I have our seven-point, the People's Plan, which people can see on my website, markmoisier.com, which is MarkMeuser.com. We got to start prioritizing people's pocketbooks. We got to start being tough on crime. We got to start allowing, parents to have a choice in where they send their kids to school.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the people have got to step up and support the candidates that are going to give them back the America that they took for granted and that allowed the elites to come in and hijack our country, hijack our government from us. Because, Mark, as you say, this is all being imposed by this elite class that, they lust for power beyond our imaginations. We can't even imagine the lust for power that that drives them and motivates them. I mean, to the point, you mentioned COVID. I mean, doctors now, not only in California, but across the country, are being threatened with the loss of their license if they don't, don't toe up to the national narrative as declared by a government and by a social media technocrat. Because suddenly I didn't realize that Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of these technocrats along the way graduated from medical school and they know so much better than doctors.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg ever even, I mean, yeah, he went to Harvard, but I don't think he ever graduated from Harvard, if I remember.
No, he didn't graduate. No, he did not, much less medical school. But yet, he's putting himself in the position, and the government has put he and others, the WHO people, that have a terrible track record, because all these things you talk about is, where's the empirical evidence, Mark, that they've got it right at any time? If anything, you look back historically, and they're wrong. Check that one. Oh, they're wrong again. Check that one. Check that one. Meanwhile, we've got doctors on the front lines, like these two doctors in Imperial Valley in California, down south, Dr. Brian Tyson and Dr. George Fareed. They treated over 7,000 people. Not one went to the hospital, and all were able to overcome the COVID disease, the COVID infection. And they did so with practical application of fortifying one's immunity and dealing with it early. Not one person went to the hospital. Not one person died. And I spoke to another doctor yesterday also, he said that he treated as well over 7,000. He only had 3 people go to the hospital by using the same common sense protocol that these doctors have used, that, you know, that on its face right now, they would be shut down and their license would be threatened and they wouldn't be able to practice medicine anymore because the government said so.
Yeah, I mean, my dad ended up with long COVID as a result of this. And, you know, the doctors basically say to him, nope, there's nothing you could do. And, oh, don't dare go to these other doctors who say that they could do something, because we're hitting them with, you know, FTC complaints. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to get these other type doctors who say that they'd like to try to heal you. You know, those doctors are bad. But, you know, our doctors who say we can't do anything to help you, you just are going to suffer the rest of your life. You know, we're the good doctors. It's so upside down right now. It's not even funny.
But see, this is what happens when you surrender your liberties, Mark. This whole point that you've made. I mean, your life has been dedicated to the Constitution. You're a constitutional attorney. And
long before I ever went to
this is what you.
I had a first edition set of the Madison Papers. I've been a study of the Constitution long before I ever went to law school.
Right. So, you know, these are the rules of play, and when you see the violation of said rules, Mark, this has to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction and just screeching right up your nerves, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's what I've been doing for the last several years. I mean, just yesterday I filed a Supreme Court brief on a case that we hope the Supreme Court will pick up, dealing with Gavin Newsom shutting down schools in California. It's a case of Brock versus Newsom, and we've filed our writ of certiorari and laying out how, you know, number one, Gavin got it wrong, and number two, why the courts got it wrong and why the Supreme Court needs to pick up this all-important case. So, you know, even while I'm running for United States Senate, I am out there constitutionally trying to preserve the liberties and freedoms of each and every one of us, whether it's shutting down businesses, churches, schools, you know, beaches, you know, state capitol. I was even involved with a case against Nancy Pelosi when she tried to, you know, shut out a pastor from praying in front of the state capitol building. I mean, it's really atrocious what these politicians are doing, trying to circumvent the law, because, you know, it's a fundamental principle. Anybody who's studied our history understands that we are a government that we are governed by the laws of our duly elected officials. And what we have seen the last couple of years is our duly elected officials aren't making the laws. It's these unelected bureaucrats. It's these, you know, Nancy Pelosi in her individual capacity makes a mandate that affects the rights of millions. You know, Joe Biden.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to use the vaccine and mandate that if you want to go to work in America, you have to have a vaccine. And it wasn't a law passed by Congress. But, you know, that's the crime that's going on right now. They want to get rid of the Constitution, and I'm not going to let them.
Yeah. Well, and look what they've done to our kids. Now the evidence is out that this has cost years of their educational life. And how are they going to recapture that? This is an absolute disaster. And they have no sense of vision and understanding of the damage that they have perpetrated on these young kids, and they have no vision and understanding of how to remedy the problem. It's just like, oh, well, the kids are just going to have to, you know, their starting line is going to be moved back a couple of hundred yards against everybody else in the world, I guess. And somehow we're supposed to accept that as fair competition, right? Go ahead.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute left, Mark. Go ahead.
I was stepping out of a grocery store, and I watched a young kid. You know, as they're walking in, they're putting on their mask. There's no law that says you have to put on a mask. They are so terrified and fear of getting a disease that never was going to affect them. They're in so much fear that they're masking themselves. And it's just really sad to watch how politicians use fear to deprive our kids of their freedoms, their liberties, and even their American dream. And that is why we have to fight back. That is why we have to stand strong.
Exactly.
That is why we have to vote. And I'm encouraging everybody to go visit my website, markmoiser.com, markmeuser.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Truth Social.
Look, if you believe in your Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, and you're there in California, you need to support his candidacy. Go to his website. Get activated, participate, and whatever you can do, certainly make sure you register to vote, you actually vote, and if you can volunteer at a polling station to help out to make sure that liberty lives, then you're saving not only California, but you're saving our country. Mark Mosier, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Take care.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination.